I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. November is well underway and marks the start of king tide season. What is a king tide? King tides are the highest tides that occur during each winter season when the sun, moon, and earth are all aligned. The Earth rotates around the sun in an elliptical orbit, and during the winter season, our planet is closer to the sun in that orbit, resulting in a greater gravitational pull from the sun. When the moon is aligned with the sun, both produce a stronger gravitational pull on the oceans, resulting in king tides. King tides by themselves can cause some minor tidal overflow flooding of low-lying coastal areas, including the North Sound. But if a storm with lower atmospheric pressure coincides with a king tide, then a higher tidal anomaly can occur. And if the storm is producing strong winds, wave action can result in greater coastal flooding damage. In late October 2003, such a king tide and strong wind event occurred. The most memorable damage happened at Ivor's Restaurant next door to the former Mukilteo Ferry Terminal. Another similar king tide event occurred on December 17, 2012. A number of places throughout the Puget Sound coastal region suffered high water and wave action damage, including water and logs into homes. These kinds of king tide events are likely to occur in the future. Shoreline property owners can take action now to help avoid damage such as reinforcing seawalls and other protective structures. Stay informed ahead of time for potential North Sound coastal flooding by monitoring weather.gov/Seattle, your local NOAA weather radio station, or local media. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.